This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, yeah, it's me. I am back. I'm Captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget that, of course, we always give a special shout-out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to the big boys out there in the big rigs and the big girls, too, we appreciate you. We appreciate FedEx. We appreciate the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers, and all the suicide jockeys, because their job's going to become more important as the price of gasoline and diesel, thank you, Saudi Arabia, goes up. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, and Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, first of all, I'm going to jump upstairs at line number one. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, that's been playing tag team with me all night. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we've got our very good friend, Mark Walters, who I've known for a number of years. He's a stand-up guy. And when it comes time for guns or anything related to shooting sports and whatnot, he's the number one go-to guy. Good morning, Mr. Mark.
Good morning, Captain, and welcome home, brother.
Boy, welcome home is right. All right. Now, let's say the pledge, all three of us together, and then we'll get rolling. You ready?
Sounds good.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, we emphasize the two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, oh, by the way, I found out a lot about religion and a lot about friends and a lot about life in general just by all the tens of thousands of emails that I got. I couldn't even count them. My computer crashed when I tried to go look at it. I didn't have my computer with me. I had my phone, and I couldn't get everything off the phone. But to everybody that sent me messages and well wishes and all that, I thank you so very, very much. So there, I've said it again. All right, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Kyle's got a question for you, and then I got one. So, Kyle, you had something about gun regulations out there your way?
Well, that's right, Captain, and good morning, Mark. Great to talk with you again.
Good morning.
There in Philadelphia, the Third U.S. Circuit Court just made an 11-4 ruling that says that the U.S. government cannot ban somebody if they've been from owning a weapon, if they've been convicted of a nonviolent crime from possessing a firearm. This comes from a 2020 lawsuit from a person in Pennsylvania. Have you heard about this, and what do you think?
Yeah, I have heard about it, and there's a lot of litigation out there right now when you talk about nonviolent crimes. Domestic violence is on there. We've got different, I can't say splits in the circuits on these cases, but there are a number of cases out there, many of them different, but all concerning nonviolent. And there's also cases out there, Kyle, concerning felonies as well. Can a person under indictment for a felony who has not been convicted of a crime be banned from owning a firearm to defend his life? So these cases are out there, and they're going to be interesting to see. At some point, the U.S. Supreme Court's going to have to get involved.
Mm-hmm. But certainly, though, from the left, the push is to incrementally, you know, finally do away with anybody's right to have a gun at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%, that's their ultimate goal. And, you know, they never stop. They just when you think they can't get any lower, they get lower. And then when you think they can't get any lower than that, they get lower than that. I mean, you've got right now, for example, Giffords Law with a pledge on their website. This is Gabby Giffords, the Giffords organization out there, the gun grabber organization. And they've got a pledge on their website that they're trying to get law graduates, recent law graduates, to sign before they go into practice to keep you from defending any Second Amendment case, any gun industry, any individual, anything to do with defending your right to bear arms. I mean, they just get lower and lower and lower. So I say, how low can they get after that? You think that's as low as they can get? Now, I was joking with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, about it. He says, wait till they start to push for law schools to ban entrance to people who would defend the Second Amendment before they even get it, sign a pledge to even get into law school. I mean, now, they haven't done that, but that's another step lower. I mean, these people are just, they're vile, they're evil, they hate you, they hate your rights, but they love their rights, and they love their guns that protect them.
Right. But that is really something. I mean, the idea that an amendment to the Constitution of the United States would be now verboten or canceled is pretty terrifying.
Well, it is terrifying. Think about it in terms of your First Amendment. Think about it in terms of your Fourth Amendment. Think about the formidable protections that the Fourth Amendment offers you. Your right to be secure in your home, your possessions, your papers. Okay, think about something as simple as a traffic stop. Because one person who was stopped at a traffic stop was found to be violating the law, and we all know it's a lot more than one person, should we all lose our Fourth Amendment protections? Should we just say, wow, so many people out there are driving drunk, or so many people out there are driving with drugs in the vehicle, that none of us should have a Fourth Amendment protection, and we should just give up that right for the better good? Of course not.
All right, hold that thought, Mark. And Kyle, you hold that thought, too. We'll be right back, folks, with more. With Mark Walters from Armed American Radio and my good friend Kyle Warren. We're tag teaming along during the course of the overnight hours. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And I want to thank Frank Silvato for being with us for all those years. Frank is a very good friend of mine. A lot of brothers of the badge, a lot of firefighters were in my corner. As a matter of fact, I owe my life to two Pinellas police officers who literally picked me up out of the parking lot where I was at and kept me going because my heart did stop. And that is a shock that you can't even begin to imagine if you haven't had it happen to you. But thank you, Pinellas Park Police. Thank you, the ambulance people and whatnot. It was just being in the right place at the right time for the wrong reason. All right, well, here we go. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, Moss Nissan has come a long way, baby. I remember when they were first up in Crystal River. They've since sold that place and moved on. But they've got the big flagship dealership in Newport Richey. And I mean, it is big. Now, does that mean it makes you better? Sometimes. But here's what they've been able to do. They now have Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they have the all new, brand new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville. And you want to talk about state of the art? My God, I've never seen anything quite like it. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, they want to be the best dealership in the country and make you proud and make you happy. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save some extra money along the way. All right, here we go. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back with us. And good morning, Kyle.
Yes, good morning, Captain.
And we've got Mark Walters from Armed America Radio back with us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I'm going to let you guys converse back and forth, but I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to come back in here in a couple of minutes. what went on in Richmond, Virginia? I'm still trying to understand it. I guess it was a graduation. And what was this, a gang war? What the hell happened with two people dead and five wounded?
You know, Captain, you know, I'm looking at this myself. I saw this story break out yesterday, and I looked at this, and as much as I hate to say this, to me, it seems, excuse me, just like run-of-the-mill violence in another Democrat-run city. I have ties to Richmond, Virginia. I lived in Richmond for a little bit.
I know you do.
I'm going to college. Both of my sisters graduated from Virginia Commonwealth University near where this occurred. But there's not much to it. These generally tend, something like this, why is it making news? Well, you had 52 people shot in Chicago, 10 people killed over the weekend under the new mayor's Democrat administration that's not doing anything about crime, just running his mouth, a bunch of nonsense calling for more gun control that we see doesn't work. And if most of these turn out to be just typical gang-related violence, the reason it's making news is because it happened near or at a school graduation. If it hadn't happened there, it likely you would never hear about it. I don't. That's my theory.
Okay, now I got one little question left, and then I'll let you handle it with Kyle for just a second. 166 police officers, as of the latest West Virginia Highway Patrol officer, a young officer, who was savagely ambushed day before yesterday. That's we're on a pace to break every record for law enforcement officer fatalities in the line of duty, period.
Yeah, you can thank the George Floyd riots and the calls for defunding the cops.
Okay.
And notice I said riots, not peaceful protests.
Right.
Cities were burnt down. People were murdered. The left army was out in full force.
Yep.
Burning down leftist cities all day long. And what were the Democrats doing? Calling for defunding the cops. I've never seen anything like it. I never thought in my lifetime that it would be possible to do what the Democrats have done to destroy not just the rule of law, but our law keepers, our law enforcement officers across this country who put themselves out there every single day. It's incredible. It's uncanny. It's unconscionable. I never would have even dreamt it, that I would see something like that in my lifetime. And this is the predictable end result.
Okay, Kyle, your turn. I'll be right back in a minute or two.
All right. Thank you so much, Captain, and good morning again, Mark. And I saw this story earlier today, Mark, about Senate Bill 728. This is in Texas. Now, this has to do with closing a loophole, we understand, where juveniles who had previous psychiatric hospitalization, that was not being reported into the background check system, but evidently this particular bill would close that loophole and allow that kind of reporting. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, we've seen mistakes made in reporting in the background checks for years. And you go back to, for example, Shuang-Wei Cho, if you remember Shuang-Wei Cho from Virginia Tech.
Right.
Shuang-Wei Cho should never have been able to buy the gun that he used, which, by the way, were two handguns. It was a Glock 19 and a Walther 22, if I'm not mistaken. But not the assault rifles that the left comes after every time there's a shooting, even if it's with a handgun, because the facts don't matter to them. It's all about the low-hanging fruit. There, I said it. I got that out in time. But we saw the same thing in Charleston. You know, this happens all the time, where an individual who should have been flagged by the system wasn't. It's proof that the system itself is flawed. It's not going to work all of the time because it's only good as the information that's put in. And, you know, we see in other words where this kid at Uvalde, you had mental health issues going on in the background that were never caught, that were never put in the system that should have been. It's a flawed system. It always has been. And I mean, if you really wanted to go down the rabbit hole, I could make the argument that background checks are infringements, but that's a whole nother show.
Well, but I'm glad you mentioned that, because what the left and many in the media want to do is they want to paint responsible gun owners not as responsible gun owners, but as people who want, absolutely, you know, everybody's going to have a gun, and the more the merrier, this kind of thing. But actually, responsible gun owners, law-abiding citizens, realize that some people, as you said, they should be flagged because they have a mental problem. Now, of course, that can always, you can say, well, it can be used against you, and later on you can just declare someone's mentally incompetent. But we're talking about people of actual problems, and they shouldn't be getting these guns. And the system is there, but, and I'm so glad you mentioned about the low-hanging fruit, because you're right. No matter what happens, here comes President Biden saying we got to ban this or ban that. But if they're only trying to get political mileage out of it and not really set up a practical way to make people, to make sure people don't get a gun if they just should not have one.
Well, that's a great point. It's a complicated issue. Got to start. First of all, you're not dealing with honest people. You can't have an argument or a debate or a discussion with somebody that's dishonest. Joe Biden is a corrupt, dishonest individual. He's not interested in having a conversation. He's interested in banning your firearms, then looking at you with the camera at midnight and telling you the sun is shining. These people are just flat-out, bald-faced liars. You know it. I know it. They know it. The whole country knows it. But somehow we're just asleep at the wheel, and we let them get away with it. We keep electing people like this. Hopefully that changes one day. But, you know, every other day, it's a tag team between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden putting out a stupid, dopey tweet about how getting rid of assault weapons is going to stop crime. It's nonsense when less than 450 people in America, according to the FBI's own crime report statistics, not this crazy gun nut, okay? The FBI's crime statistics, less than 450 people in the latest report were murdered in this country by any rifle at all, not just their hated AR-15 that they lie about and know nothing about, that they've effectively demonized with the mainstream media. Less than 450. The actual crime numbers, yet at the same time that they're referring to drive their hammering on gun rights, is being committed by Democrat constituents in Democrat-run cities across the country every day. And the vast majority are criminals using stolen handguns to do so. None of that makes the news. And nobody from ABC or NBC, so that we can CBS, ever asks them about it. So we talk about it here every day.
Well, of course, of course. And, you know, again, you know, people see crime rising. They realize that they have to be able to protect themselves. So I know that there's an uptick of people who have not, you know, heretofore never owned a gun or thought that they would, but they see what's happening and they say, I got to defend myself.
Yeah, and the largest and fastest growing demographic of gun owners in this country is Black Americans and women. And they don't want to tell you that.
I can imagine.
The facts destroy their narrative at every twist and turn. Every twist. They don't want to report that. They go a certain direction and they stop because they know that their friends in the media who are complicit in their lies of omission won't push it any further.
All right, boys.
You're right about that.
Coming to the end of the segment. Appreciate it, Mark. Love you like a brother. You know that. Talk to you again next week, I hope.
Likewise. Thank you, Captain.
All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, will be right back with me. We're going to finish our broadcast, he and I together, and then we'll be hearing from Patrick Hyland in about 15 minutes. Going to talk a little sports. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back. Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
U.S. USA News Update. Police in Virginia say two people are dead after a shooting that followed a high school graduation.
Tragically, two of our life-threatening victims have passed away. We still have the same amount of seven total gunshot wound victims.
It happened Tuesday near the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Several others were injured in the panic that followed, including a nine-year-old who was struck by a car. Authorities plan to seek murder charges against a 19-year-old suspect. One other person was taken into custody initially, but police don't believe they were directly involved. There continues to be many questions when it comes to the deaths of 12 horses at Churchill Downs since April. Necropsies on three of the horses have been completed, with results released Monday by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. There were no questionable pre-race issues or illegal drugs found that would point to a cause of death. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the program brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com. That's right, MyPillow.com. Check them out. Want to save 80% on some discontinued items and get a tremendous bargain along the way? Well, go over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and find out what it's like to save 80% off the items that you're looking at. That's what you can find out. Now, you can call them at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Bruce. Great to have you back, sir. Great to hear your voice. And, very excited that you're feeling good and feeling healthy and doing a great show, my friend. So it's awesome.
Well, I owe a lot of it to the people around me. I've worked very hard over the years to build a network that would support me and to find the right people to work with, because sometimes, you know, you can have a radio show, but you really don't have much of anything if you don't have the support. And I've got people, and I really mean this sincerely, that have bent over backwards for me during this ordeal, and I really, really appreciate it, and I want you to know that you're one of those people.
Well, I appreciate it, Captain. Well, we appreciate you. You've done a lot of great things for our country and for people, And that's what it's all about, working as a team, working as a unit. You know, it was interesting, you were at Mission Barbecue yesterday and at the ND Day. You know, people don't realize 79 years ago, 80-year anniversary next right. year, you know, for what the guys did. And God bless them. That's what makes the country great. And good friends, good team. That's the beauty of sports.
Yep.
You know, life's a team game. And that's what we all have to do for each other is be a team and do the right things for the right reasons. And at the end of the day, hold our heads high and realize that we did the right thing for the right reasons and then move forward. And on that note, Captain, I don't know if, you know, it was good or bad. It's an interesting situation. The PGA Tour did merge with LIV Golf yesterday, the Saudi Arabia, you know, golf league with all that money. And it seems a little bit hypocritical to me. I'm curious to what the audience thinks with the merge and telling the guys on the PGA Tour to stay loyal to them, be good to them, and now they do this. That's not good. That's not good business.
Is it true? Is it true that somebody is signing to play professional golf for a guaranteed $400 million a year?
Oh, that they're getting those contracts out there. Yeah, they play in this tour or that tour. It's turned into to that more so. And that's good for the players, obviously, that can get that. But that's why golf was so great, Captain. You know, it was different from the other sports. You weren't guaranteed anything. You better go out every week and perform. And when you win, you know, you get taken care of. And then if you win, you got endorsement, which is nice. That's the beauty of golf and also tennis. And speaking about tennis, Djokovic is going to advance to the French Open semis and face Alcaraz in their next match. So that's going to be a great tennis match coming up also for the people. Sad not seeing Rafael Nadal there, the king of the clay. But, you know, hopefully he'll get healthy and be ready to go the rest of the year. Djokovic's probably the last of the great ones left after Federer, and Nadal now is probably on his last year of retirement. So that's for all the tennis fans out there. But getting back to the golf situation, Captain, I, you know, people aren't happy. They're like, okay, you know, this is a little bit on the dark side humor, but this has been going around. I guess the PGA Tour will be, you know, managing holes 1 through 8 and 12 through 18. And the Saudi group will manage 9 through 11, you know, and that hits some nerves.
Okay, we got a caller from Colorado. I'm not sure. I think I know who this is, but you want to take the call?
Okay.
All right, let's find
sure.
out. Good morning, Colorado. Who have I got?
Hey, this is Cap. Congratulations. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, the it's really sad. It is total hypocrisy because the thing is, the commissioner of the PGA Tour basically threw the 9/11 families. He threw them under the bus. Jack Nicklaus, I read his comments. What he said about the live golfers, he said they really don't exist. But now I read about his comments. Apparently, Jack Nicklaus, he's a hypocrite. And I know Rory McIlroy, who's playing in Canada, I know he's pissed off. And there's a lot of professional golfers that are just pissed off about the whole thing because, obviously, it's about the money.
Yeah.
Period. The powers that be have sold their soul to a foreign entity, a corrupt, evil regime in Saudi Arabia. Corrupt, evil regime in Saudi Arabia for the money. The live golf players, and the thing is, though, Tiger Woods was offered $1 billion. $1 billion. To join the group, and he turned it down because like Tiger, I was told since I was a kid, Aaron, sometimes it's not about the money, it's the principle. Fight, stand up for your principles. But when it comes to these live golf players, when it comes to the PGA commissioner and Jack Nicklaus, when it comes to that money, the principles. They go out the damn door.
I
but
agree.
Anyway, Cap, great to hear you back. Have a good night, and adios, goodbye.
Adios, amigo. And you know, I don't know what to say on top of that, because everything she's saying is true. It's all about the Benjamins with these people.
Yeah, no, Aaron hit it right out of the park there. He hit a mile high home run out there in Colorado, to say the least. And that's the problem. And it's always follow the money now, Captain. And it needs to stop. And especially, what's real bad, especially when you're getting ill-gotten gains, or you're getting paid so much money that it just doesn't make any sense, or you don't need that money because you're already set and you let your principles go. It's unfortunate we've gotten that way as a country. Yeah. And that's just a foundation and a moral situation there.
By the way, special shout out to George the Godfather. He just chimed in. He's saying welcome back, but he's also saying good morning. So good morning to you, George.
Good morning, George. Yes, the Godfather of the motorcycle morcade, I call him. He gets out there and makes it happen. So very cool.
Yep.
For all the Met fans out there, no longer they might be happy this morning, Captain, because Jacob DeGrom is having season-ending Tommy John surgery. He left the Mets and went to the Rangers. I'm noticing a lot of guys, a lot of pitchers having arm problems and situations occurring this year more than other times. We gotta take a better eye on these guys throwing too many innings in the offseason, I think, in spring training. But
am I the only one that remembers a 200 inning per year pitcher? And somebody that would go nine innings a lot? Am I the only one that remembers that?
Yeah, that's sad, Captain. Yeah, those days are gone because these guys are, again, follow the money. When you have a $50 million investment in somebody, you don't want them burning their arm out going nine innings. But the guys back in the day did it without all the modern technology, without all the modern foods to eat and the health to eat, care. So anyway, it's just amazing, Captain. We'll talk about the Belmont Stakes on Friday, you and I, and some more football talk and other sports talk. You have the Lightning, trying to get some things going. The Florida Panthers, and the Las Vegas Knights will drop the puck again tonight, and they'll do tip-off for the Miami Heat. Okay, and the Denver Nuggets. That series is 1-1, so that basketball series is going to be interesting. The Panthers, it's not must win. I hate when people say that, Captain, because they're down 2-0. But if they go down 3-0, you all know how difficult it is to come back from that. And, another thing to come back from tough, Captain, is when you lose money on insurance, or you don't have the best insurance policy for yourself, or you don't take advantage of the opportunities out there, as you can let the people know, I can put the $164.90 from your Part B premium back in your Social Security check. If you have Medicare A and B, I can still help you this time of year. If you're turning 65, it behooves you to give me a call and weigh all your options. Give me a call, Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. Great to hear you back.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you on Friday. And by the way, folks, you're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch final segment. This portion of the program being brought to you by one of my oldest sponsors, started out with me when I first came on the radio, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Now, when it comes to needing blinds, to needing shades, to needing shutters, anything for the interior of your home, they are there. Now, imagine installation. Who's doing that? Parts, they got them. Cleaning, they'll do it. And they're the ones to call. All you got to do is call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. To schedule an appointment, or just stop on by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. One more time, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Absolutely the best of what they do. Alrighty, let me drift on up here first of all. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to be in your field of endeavor, so to speak, a little bit anyway. We've got Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback, coming in there. Good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Kyle.
All right. Good morning, Brandon. Absolutely.
All right.
And go ahead, Captain.
No, you got a question, so you go ahead and ask it.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Captain. Well, again, good morning, Brandon. We've noticed that mortgage demand now is at the lowest level it's been in about 3 months. And, of course, that's because we're seeing the interest rates continue to climb. What is that doing out there in the real estate industry in terms of people's ability to sell their house, or people actually trying to buy houses at this point at these rates?
Yeah, you know, the rates have crept up, and then also what happens is there's a certain number of people, pretty high percentage of homeowners, that have a already low rate, and they're like, wow, I don't want to lose this current rate that I have because I'm in the threes or I'm in the fours. So they're kind of married to that old rate. The demand is down, nationwide. In Florida, we still have low inventory and a high absorption rate. So the Florida market is different, of course, than other markets, but real estate is so local. So it's so local. And of course, you know, this is a good season for people, especially in some of the northern parts of our listening audience, where, you know, folks are going to be moving during the summer, because of course, you know, whenever the winter hits, they're not going to be able to do a whole lot with the snow and, you know, those types of challenges from the environment. But yeah, all in all, yeah, the interest rates are so high, and what got us here is we were too low on interest rates for too long. We were too slow to react. I'm talking about the Fed, the feckless Fed. They were too slow to react, and then when they did, you know, they hiked it too aggressively. That's what caused some of these banks to go out of business, with the bond market being affected inversely. So yeah, it's bad. It's bad management overall, but yeah, it's put us into a pretty bad position, because if we lose real estate, you know, there's so much of our economy driven from the real estate transaction. You know, if you think about it, all the title, the mortgage, the insurance, the home inspectors, the home remodeling, and all the different pieces of that, moving companies. So the real estate market, mortgage, insurance, that's such a big driver in our economy. It's something that we've got to be very cautious about. If they continue to hike these rates, I think they should pause and slow down, and let's see what happens over the next 60 to 90 days before they keep continuing to raise the rates.
I think you're absolutely right about that. As so many people want them to pause, they want to stop the pain, as it were, and the Fed says we got to create pain. But, you know, Brandon, the interest rates are high, but I guess what goes up must come down eventually. But let's say that you are a homeowner, but you don't want to sell, but you know that at some point you might want to sell. What kind of improvements should people be making now if they have the money or can get the money to do it? What are the most effective home improvements that somebody could do if they're looking to sell their house, you know, a little bit down the road?
Yeah, by and far, I mean, most people, they're going to fall in love with the kitchen. They want a beautiful kitchen, the bathrooms, outside of that, yeah, you know, if you've got the opportunity to paint, you know, lighten it up. People don't want to walk into dark rooms, dark colors. They want those lighter colors, that off-white, grayish color. So color scheme is big. You want to be neutral. You want to be more earthy if you can. And then, out with the carpet, in with this, more of a tile or wood look. A lot of people aren't into carpet so much as they were in the past. So those are just a few tips that I would recommend.
Hey, Brandon. Mm-hmm. Brandon, it's Captain here. I've got a question for you. We talked about this a while ago, and I guess it was before I was knocked off, knocked in the hospital for a while. But we talked about some sort of program that you've got that allowed people to get into the real estate business without a lot of extra effort, and it gave them an opportunity to start making money right away.
Side hustle, that's right. I call it our side hustle, real estate side hustle. We have a program through Keller Williams Realty, and my wife Lindsay and I own a team here in Tampa Bay with Keller Williams Realty, the number one real estate company on the planet. And it's a really awesome opportunity because it's called K-Score, which is powered by Kaplan, the big name in education, Kaplan, partnered up with Keller Williams. And what it is, it's an opportunity to get your real estate license for free. It's a free class, prep courses, all that. Of course, once you pass the class, you have to, you know, get fingerprinted and take the state exam. But there's one success story that's really awesome. There's this hairstylist. Think about it. Hairstylists, personal trainers, you know, they're talking to a lot of people every day. And we're just talking about doing real estate as a side hustle. You would simply just refer the buyer, seller, investor, over to us, as, or maybe a real estate buddy that you know, and then you would be legal to get paid a legal kickback, so to speak. We don't like to use that word, but we call it, you know, a commission. You know, so if you close a deal, you would get, or if you refer a deal to close it, you would get 25% of the commissions just for referring that business over. And again, it's a free class through Keller Williams called K-Score. And then we have a success story, 18 deals last year by this one hairstylist, and she made an additional $58,000 in passive side hustle commission.
Sounds like a pretty interesting program. And they would get a hold of you by going, what, to the website?
ConsumerQB.com is our website. Yep, that's our consumer quarterback show, ConsumerQB.com. And 813-917-1894, 813-917-1894. Call or text directly.
Well, Brandon, I really appreciate you. Thank you so very much. Those thoughts and prayers you sent along to me worked.
Awesome, man. So glad to hear it, and it's good to hear from you, buddy. Good to have you back.
Amen, brother. Talk to you soon. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Kyle, we're going to wrap it up, call it a day here, but, you know, it's been another one of those nights where we've done the best we can to get the information out there about things that people will be hearing about during the course of the day. Of course, we are Tomorrow's News Tonight. We know that. We get a lot of people that listen to us and then take the information and run with it on their radio shows, and that's fine. Imitation's the greatest form of flattery, right?
Well, of course, yes.
And to Mike Gallagher, my buddy, thanks for the support. Thanks for the emails. Tom Tradip, Carolyn, our general manager here, all the people here at this station that I broadcast from, I call it my home, and it is a home. We are family. Yes, we are. We are all about one faith, one message, one mission, and this country needs to get on track. We need to get on track. We can do it, and I don't plan on stopping for a second. I'm going to be in it to win it.
That sounds great, Captain. I know so many people, myself included, we're glad to have you back where you belong.
And you are, too. You've made a home for yourself here.
Well, thank you. I really feel like that.
Everybody liked everything that you did, and, boy, I couldn't be prouder, because I told them, I says, I told you so.
Well, I appreciate it. I was so glad to meet everybody there in Tampa at the station and all the listeners who came out to Mission Barbecue, and Jeff and John especially, who took real good care of me. I just really do feel like I found a good home. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's part of the original Captain's Army, those two guys.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And we tried to give Jeff something to do. We tried to give John something to do. But I'm going to go have myself a... I think I'm going to go have myself a bacon sandwich. How's that? A buttered bacon sandwich.
That sounds delicious.
Yep, that's what I feel like. Okay, you take care, Kyle. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care.
All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch has come to another ending. And, of course, we're all still standing. And I'm back. Make no mistake, folks. I am back. God bless America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.